News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
European and Middle Eastern leaders have welcomed a US peace plan for Gaza. The plan, agreed with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, calls for an immediate end to fighting and includes the release of 20 living Israeli hostages and their remains, over two dozen believed to be dead, in exchange for hundreds of detained Gazans. Paul Rogers, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University. Paul, I don't know if you've had a chance to review this plan, this sort of staged plan of withdrawal of Israel from Gaza, a transitional government in place, immediate ceasefire, exchange of hostages. What do you make of it?
It's a fairly comprehensive plan, but the real issue is whether it's actually going to stand any chance of working. It's been negotiated essentially between Israel and the United States. Hamas, the other player, so to speak, did not have a role in the negotiations, although there may have been links via Doha, via Qatar. So we really don't know how Hamas is going to react to this. If it does go ahead and begins to take shape, then well and good. But there's many questions to be answered as to whether it's actually going to work. It's clear that if for any reason it doesn't work, then Israel will take it as read that it can do more or less what it wants. And well, Trump has agreed to support that. So a lot is riding on whether this is actually going to work.
Yeah, quite an ominous caveat to all this, that if they don't accept it, that Israel is free to finish the job, I think is how it was put.
Yes, and who knows what that means. Certainly you're finding a pretty high death toll every day in Gaza with the continuing operations of the Israeli Defense Forces, both drone attacks and artillery and also airstrikes. Something like 140 targets were hit in a single day over last weekend. So one can see the intensity of the operations. If there was any kind of early pause in those operations, if, for example, there were virtually no Israeli attacks today or tomorrow, then that would be a very good sign that the Israelis are prepared to make progress quite quickly.
Hamas, Paul, have said that they will consider this plan in good faith. They don't have an awful lot of wriggle room here. I mean, they have limited options left to them.
Yes, they really do have. But on the other hand, the Israelis are now almost systematically destroying much of Gaza City because it seems that is the only way that they feel they can destroy Hamas. This is a war which has been on for, 2 years, almost 2 years. 66,000 civilians and some Hamas members have been killed. And essentially, there are many thousands of people still buried under the rubble. So you're dealing with a situation in which this is a very deeply embedded war. And at the moment, Hamas does seem to be able to continue. It's extraordinary that they can do. Another factor I think one has to remember that only a few weeks ago, Israel actually attempted to assassinate the Hamas negotiating team over in Doha in a long-range airstrike. And that suggests that the Israelis are prepared to go to a long way to ensure that the war can continue. Having said that, the United States clearly wants to see it come to an end, and it depends very much on whether Trump puts really heavy pressure on Netanyahu behind the scenes to actually agree to make progress in the very early stages.
Paul, will it make a difference that many of the Arab states in the region have said that they are in favour of this new plan?
It'll help a little bit, but the point is these are the Arab state leaders. The ordinary views of people right across the Arab Middle East vary hugely, and many are actually suspicious of what their leaders are actually saying. So yes, it will help, certainly. And also the tepid but support of a sort from other major Muslim states like Indonesia and Pakistan will also help. But it depends very much on whether Israel keeps to its side of the bargain and, of course, whether Hamas accepts it in the first place.
This transitional governance of the state of Gaza, Tony Blair has been mentioned as part of it, Donald Trump as chair of it, a little bit vague about what might happen afterwards in terms of exiting that transitional governance into a two-state solution. What did you make of what you're hearing about the administration of Gaza in the wake of this ceasefire and this peace plan, should it arise?
Well, this group, this sort of peace board, to have it chaired by Trump, who is, or to be put it kindly, very unpredictable, to put it no stronger than that, it really does make one wonder whether it'll work. Tony Blair's role will be very interesting. Blair runs his own major think tank. It has huge amounts of money from a number of extremely wealthy sources, and it's working with a number of different countries across the world. It's been built up into a major entity. But Blair does not have a good reputation across the Middle East at the level of the ordinary people. One only has to go back to the Iraq War to remember that, a war which was hugely supported by Blair, but turned out to be an absolute disaster. So one has to be cautious here about whether Blair is the best person for this sort of work. Clearly, he does have the trust of Trump, at least at the moment, and that may be a good thing. But whether he can carry a standing and a reputation across the Middle East to a higher level, that will remain to be seen.
Sure. And Paul, lastly, is it a little bit vague as well about what would happen after that?
It is very vague indeed. And of course, one has to remember that as far as Netanyahu is concerned, and probably many other Israelis, the idea of a two-state solution is something they will not accept. And so this is why it's been left very vague. And as far as the Palestinians are concerned, that's hugely worrying. And in addition, Palestinians are having huge problems on the occupied West Bank, what Britain now at last refers to as Palestine. If that continues, then again, the prospects of a lasting peace really do diminish. One hopes for the best, but I think you have to be very cautious about what you expect to happen.
That is Paul Rogers there, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University. And our own Tánaiste has put up a statement on the proposed peace deal for the Middle East. Simon Harris has said, I welcome the efforts to end the conflict in Gaza. It was clear from my meetings at the UN General Assembly last week that there was a major push and effort from many Arab nations to engage with President Trump and find a way forward. There is a chance now to silence the guns and secure the release of hostages and get vitally needed humanitarian aid into Gaza. The two-state solution offers a path to peace and security for Israelis and Palestinians alike. This plan can contribute to achieving this. The war has gone on for too long at terrible, unconscionable cost in human life and suffering. I welcome the commitment by Arab and Islamic partners to supporting this plan. I urge Hamas to agree to this proposal. Now is the time for all to use their influence to bring about genuine and lasting peace. So our own government, as well as the EU, as well as the US, as well as the UK, and as well as many of those Arab states, including Saudi Arabia, in support of this plan. But we will wait and see, I suppose, what Hamas said, who said they will consider it in good faith. And we'll bring you updates on this proposed peace plan in the Middle East throughout the day here on News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.